Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The country bracing for the most expensive Thanksgiving in history. Joe Biden unveils his new plan for gender equity. The Pentagon confirms hundreds of Americans remain trapped in Afghanistan. The FDA moves forward on COVID vax for young children. Also ahead, the decline of religion in America. But first, Thanksgiving shaping up to be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday. Shortages raising the price of poultry, pumpkin pie, corn, sweet potatoes, stuffing. Even aluminum roasting pans are now hard to find. Turkey producer Butterball urging folks with big freezers to grab the birds now. And the cost of a turkey already up 25% per pound compared to last year. The Biden administration unveiling its plan to promote gender equity. According to the White House, the program will make the economy more equitable for women and people of color. The 42-page report also calls for the elimination of cash bail across the country. That policy allegedly harms black women. The Treasury Department announcing a new position, the Counselor for Racial Equity. This is just more woke insanity as Joe Biden remains the most liberal president ever. The U.S. military telling Congress nearly 450 Americans remain behind in Afghanistan. The number includes 196 who want to get out, 243 who wish to stay. That figure is significantly higher than earlier reports from the State Department. The White House promising to evacuate citizens through third parties like the British government and the UN. Latest polls show most Americans directly blame President Biden for the debacle in Afghanistan. A panel at the FDA recommending Pfizer's COVID vax for kids. About 28 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 will soon be able to receive the injections. 5 million Americans under the age of 18 have contracted COVID. 700 have died. I do not believe the young kids will be mandated to get the Pfizer vax. If President Biden or the local officials do that, there will be a revolution in America. In a moment, is religion dying right in front of our eyes? Right back. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age. And work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's PolicyGenius.com. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, the decline of religion in America. Why is that happening? In 1999, not that long ago, 70% of us went to a church, synagogue, or mosque on a regular basis. Today, that number has fallen to 47%. At the same time, the number of Americans with no religious affiliation whatsoever is rising. Here are some facts based upon a Pew survey that was taken 2 years in a row, 19 and 20. 65% of American adults now describe themselves as Christians, down from 77% in 2009. 43% of U.S. adults identify as Protestant. 20% say they are Catholic. That's down 3 points since 2009. 6% of Americans are Hindu, 2.4% Jewish, 1% Muslim. Atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular now stands at 26%, up from 17% in 2009. 50% of young Americans ages 13 to 25 say religion does not engage them at all. So why is this all happening? In my opinion, the main reason are the clerics, the priests, the rabbis, the ministers. I can only speak to the Catholic Church because I do go to Mass every Sunday. But I rarely hear a sermon that applies Christian theology, the words of Jesus, the Gospels, or anything like that, to the modern world. At Mass, there are three readings from the Bible, two epistles, one gospel. They were written thousands of years ago. The priest is supposed to make the scripture relevant to the lives of the congregants. So we're sitting there listening to the priest. We want to know how all the things that happened in the time of Jesus can help us today. Are you kidding me? That never happens. I shouldn't say never. I've heard a few good sermons in the last two or three years, but not many. I didn't hear anything about COVID. I didn't hear anything about the secularization of America. I don't hear about how the progressive left, socialism, woke culture, cancel culture, I don't hear anything on how that may apply to Christian theology. So what we get is a reiteration of what happened in the gospel. But those who attend church regularly know that. We know about the mustard seed. It fell on fallow ground. Okay. We understand that in order to gain heaven or to gain everlasting happiness, we on earth have to behave in a very positive way. But it's how to do that that is vital in the churches, mosques, and synagogues. That doesn't happen very much. And therefore, younger people and Americans who are not really steeped in a religion are just chucking it out the window. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Are you an individual or business owner facing the heavy burden of back taxes, levies, or wage garnishments? Life's challenges, especially those brought on by the economic impact of COVID-19, can take a toll on your financial well-being. Congress is pushing for relief, urging the IRS to eliminate over $1 billion in tax penalties and interest. But America First Tax Group is here to help you claim your share of these billions in tax relief before the IRS can take it out of your pockets. Call them now at 800-431-5684. The IRS has people working against you, but it's time to turn the tables. America First Tax Group is a full-service tax boutique that puts clients first. They understand the stress of dealing with tax problems, and they'll be your guide through the process. Don't wait. Time is of the essence. Call America First Tax Group now at 800-431-5684. That's 800-431-5684. Or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Tucker.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Legendary comedian Mel Brooks announcing his latest project this week. The funny guy will write and produce a new series on Hulu, a sequel to his 1981 film History of the World Part 1. This will be Part 2. The 95-year-old comedian is certainly a genius. It was provided laughs throughout the world. Here is the story of Mel Brooks. Born Melvin Kaminsky in Brooklyn on June 28, 1926, his early life was marked by tragedy. His father died shortly after Mel's second birthday, leaving his family in dire financial straits. Said the comic later in life, quote, "There's an outrage here. I may be angry at God or at the world for that. And I'm sure a lot of my comedy is based on anger and hostility. I learned to clothe it in comedy to spare myself psychological problems, unquote. When Mel was 9, his uncle, a taxi driver, was given free tickets to a Broadway show, and he took the boy. Brooks then told his uncle on the ride home he was going into show business. Before he could get on the stage, young Melvin was drafted into the Army in 1944. He served as a corporal, defusing landmines across Europe and fighting the Nazis at the Battle of the Bulge. When asked to comment on his time in the war, Brooks famously said, quote, "I was a combat engineer. The two things I hate most are combat and engineering." After returning from World War II, Mel Brooks developed a few successful TV programs like Get Smart. He moved to L.A., launched a series of Hollywood hits that include the biggest comedies of all time, The Producers, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs, and others. During his career, Mel Brooks won an Oscar, 4 Emmys, 3 Grammys, 3 Tonys. And here's something else you might not know. Mel's new series isn't his only project. Brooks will appear in 3 new movies next year, 2022. At age 95, he's flaunting it, to quote the producer, Max Bialystock. The Producers, in my opinion, the funniest movie ever made. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.